1029 The Hog presents the Bob and Brian Binge.
Brought to you by Johnson Centrifugal Technologies. Looking for a new career with great benefits? Apply now at jctjobs.com.
I can understand why I don't shut off the power, because I'm lazy.
Okay.
I don't want to shut off the power and climb up the ladder. Down the stairs to the fuse box, turn off the thing, walk back up the stairs to get the go up the ladder and do the thing up here, then go back down the ladder. Down the stairs and shut off the fuse.
What does that take, 30 seconds to turn the power off?
Get the ladder and No thanks.
All right. Send us your letters about not turning up the butler.
I think it's the change of altitude that I hate about doing home
Is that
projects.
It? Just the extra calories?
I can go horizontally as much as you want. It's going up and down. It's
it's a waste of time.
Makes you feel like a simpleton. But you're alive.
I love when I'm doing something and I'm up on a ladder and I'm yelling for somebody for something. And I hear, what? In the distance. Oh.
But do they know you're on a ladder, or it's a surprise to them?
I think it's when I'm doing something. Have you ever known me to be quiet and just quietly go about my business?
No.
No.
Yeah, I'm sure it's, well, I guess I'll grab the ladder and provide light-giving, you know, sustenance to my family
yes,
now.
Yes, yes.
I guess I'll take care of it. Yeah, I've
Am I
heard.
Quiet? No.
No.
So when I say, hey, then you get, what? You get one what after about 30, hey, Dub!
That's a nice sound.
Right. Then I get the what? Oh, I'm sorry. Am I an inconvenience to you right now?
Yeah.
Because I kind of need some help.
I'd spend a lot of time in a mall if I were married to you.
I remember when we were kids, my dad was working on something. My mom just packed us all up in the car and just, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Let's get out of here.
Because if she was
not
helping,
a bad idea.
Yeah, the helping was probably wrong. So who needs to hear that?
I don't remember exactly what he was doing, but he was doing something. My mom just, let's, come on, we're going.
I can't have help.
What?
Really?
Because I'm not a good
guider.
I lose the power of speech. Get the thing that.
The opposite
there.
Of Eric
there
and Bob.
I just got a point.
No, that's right out of your boy's book right there.
Get the
right there, Bobby. The thing. Yeah, that was the other thing. But bend down. But the thing. By your feet. Bend up. Your other foot. Bobby, bend down. I just still have nightmares about that. No, behind you, Bob.
It doesn't happen to you. You know exactly what you want on the floor over there by the...
See, that's a good thing about having a six-year-old assist you because... He doesn't know what the word is anyway, so you could just make it up. Hand me the thermogicator there.
Yeah, is that what that is? But now you have to remember that that's a thermogicator for the rest of your life.
But don't you see what you're doing here?
Is he going to grow up confused, though, right?
Don't you see what you're doing here, Rock? Eventually, when Tyler gets his own radio show, he'll be telling stories about how he was doing outboard repair at six. Just like I was installing central air at a very young age.
Right. Plus, Puck when he was in building construction class in high school. And
no one knew what a thermogicator was.
He had a thermogicator and a Framistan and a... Everyone else is going hammer, saw.
Yeah. No, that's not. That's a thermogicator.
Screwdriver, freak.
Yeah. It's a punch. What are you talking about? Yeah, so that's good because now he'll get to tell everybody, outboard repair, 6 years old.
Right. You installed central air, he repaired an outboard.
Only problem is that boy doesn't have buck teeth, so he doesn't have a chance. No chance. Does he breathe like this yet? Bobby, swallow.
That is so gross.
I never reminded him to swallow. Never had to do that.
I remember Don telling me, swallow.
Really?
Get out of here, really?
My little window licker, I have to remind him to swallow his spit because he gets so excited. He tells a story that he fills up.
Yeah.
And I go, Harrison.
Yeah. See, I am quite a success story.
You are.
You really are.
That kid didn't know enough to swallow.
Voluntary function. Just.
You are the case for abolishing welfare completely.
Thank you.
Yes, yes.
Thank you. I should be sitting up in the balcony at the State of the Union
address. You should. You should.
Look at this poor slob.
Look at that poor. See that poor bastard up there?
That's even better than he used to be.
We didn't think he'd live past 11.
We had to remind him to swallow.
Bobby, swallow.
If he can do it, you can too. Now go out there, get an education, and get a job. And shut up.